Hi, welcome to Big Nation. I'm about to vape the biggest vape cloud there is to vape. And vape kind.
Basically, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop. Wait, Jalen's got the intro.
Basically, we found out that Luke has an incredibly small micro.
Oh, dang. That is true, isn't it?
I don't know. You're going to have to look to find out. Do you want to do that?
Yeah?
No, you are not allowed. This is my Pepsi. And now I'm going to rub it on my pants so no one will want to touch it. Yeah, probably not.
Or your Pepsi.
Or my Pepsi. This Pepsi is mine.
Dunkle Bear was sponsored by Pepsi.
Dunkle Bear.
No, it's not. Don't listen to him.
Sponsored by anybody. Sponsored by.
Let me have a sip.
Sog
Get
Incorporated.
A sip from not touching it.
Touch it.
Don't touch it.
Touch it.
Don't touch it.
Touch it.
I don't want to get infected.
Put your lips all over it.
Jalen, are you trying to set up something?
Today we will be discussing baby metal.
No, we won't. Don't turn on any baby metal or we will throw your phone out of the hallway.
No, let's discuss DMX. How about DMX?
I don't listen to DMX. You know, like the only song that everybody remembers.
X gon' give it to you.
And then nobody else remembers him for anything else.
No.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I know like almost all of his songs.
You do.
You do.
But no one else does.
No one else does, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever listened to DMX. Except one time when I was playing a game and I was like, this would fit well with X gonna give it to you. And it did. It did fit well.
Did it though?
What game were you playing?
I was playing Absolver and I was beating the hell out of people.
Absolver's.
Let's talk about Absolver. You know what? Let's talk about Absolver.
I know.
I don't even know.
Like, you wear masks, you beat people up, and then you beat people up for weapons.
And then you die.
And then you die a lot.
Dying.
The game's hard.
Dying happens, yeah.
Jalen, what can you tell us about the Beatles?
I could tell you.
I prefer Queen. I prefer Queen.
What? Why?
Because Queen's better.
Queen is better.
Queen's not better.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, Queen just can
just
sing.
He's just saying that because he's homophobic.
No, there's nothing wrong with Queen. It's just that he can just sing. He's just a good opera singer.
They're both really good bands.
Yeah,
I think
but I just can't. I never said the Beatles was better.
You can't necessarily.
Or I never said Queen was better. I said I prefer Queen.
You can't really properly
distinguish the two?
Not distinguish the two. You can't really properly compare the two because
they're kind of completely different.
Not only that, but they were from two completely different times.
Kinda.
Wait.
Well, not kinda,
the
they
were. Beatles were
from
10 years.
The Beatles were like, what? 60s?
Yeah.
The Beatles.
All 60s.
Yeah, the Beatles
Queen
were
like
the Beach Boys.
Well, like 70s,
80s. Yeah, 75. Like late 70s, early 80s. Yeah, you know, the Beatles. They were the Beatles.
They were the Beatles. You're all about that. They were the Beatles.
And now, half of them are dead, and somehow Ringo Starr's a fucking knight. He's Sir Ringo Starr now. I just want you guys to keep that in mind.
What about Paul McCartney? Isn't he Sir?
He's still alive.
He died
long
ago.
I know he's alive.
Haven't y'all heard the conspiracy theory that he died, a long time ago.
Aaron,
that
shut up. We're not gonna talk about
it. Yeah, Aaron, this isn't the X-Files.
Aaron,
no,
this
like
isn't,
actually like
this isn't
almost
the
all of their
Aaron.
Album covers point to it too.
Aaron.
But okay, stop. But be honest though.
I don't
Paul
think
McCartney
really
is,
cared.
Paul McCartney
really
alive.
Cared.
Aaron believes in every single
No, I don't believe that. I'm just what?
Need, okay, we need to be more quiet.
No,
I
don't we need
that.
To we need to tune down. Okay.
I don't believe that Paul McCartney is actually
care though.
Yeah,
because even if it is an actor, the dude who's acting is doing a pretty damn good job.
Pretty good job to the point where people still think Ringo Starr's alive.
Paul McCartney. What interests me is why the Beatles. And,
I'm confused,
alright? And all of their album covers, they reference to Paul being dead.
Jesus, okay, you need to calm down with conspiracy theories.
I was.
That's not what this show's about.
I was trying to fight the urges to call child services. What? My girlfriend's parents abused her. And I
trying to call child protective services on you.
But she says she doesn't want me to, so.
You want to call child protective services?
Yeah.
On her?
Why on her parents?
Or what?
You want to call child protective services?
Yes.
Why?
CPS.
Because her parents beat her.
What the
fuck? Beat who?
Tell her to beat them back up. Like literally just swing a punch back.
Aaron, you've got a good philosophy.
Yeah.
But I don't think she can beat up her parents.
Yeah, I don't think that would work out.
Guest star. We're recording a podcast.
Okay, cool. I didn't consent to this. I'm just kind of stuck here.
No, you're the one who freaking, like...
You started it, and you also said that we were sponsored by Pepsi.
And you said that
we were sponsored by Pepsi.
I love each and every one of you, except for Luke.
Who works?
It's because you're sus.
What did I do?
It's because you're sus.
It's because you're sus.
It's because you're sus.
It's because you're sus.
You have a Roblox girlfriend, that's why.
Do you actually?
I met my real fiance on Roblox.
That's depressing.
Yes, it is.
It's very depressing.
She's very nice, though.
I don't doubt that, but
her parents keep killing her Roblox character. It's terrible.
Dad, Luke's dad would log into Roblox and take all her items.
This has turned into let's insult Luke.
Yeah.
Hey man, it's not our fault, you're sus.
Yeah.
I know, man.
Watch out, cause Aaron's dad came after her too.
Well, I'm a beat.
Hey, you thought that I'm her parents could beat her.
Watch
out. I'm gonna bring a bat.
Watch out for Aaron.
You'll be like, what is this girl doing in my house? No, he'll say, what is she doing in my server?
What is this freak? Doing.
What is this freak doing in my server? What is she doing in my tycoon?
Stop.
Aaron's dad is
Stop.
The most scary
she
man.
Kills him. And he's like,
what happened, Aaron? Why is my character not moving?
Do you hear Jamie try your mom right now? He said your mom is a scary man.
I said Aaron's dad is a scary man. His mom isn't a scary man.
Oh,
my mom. You mom clearly haven't scared her, dude.
Okay, well,
he's the scariest man in my house.
I guess Aaron's mom is a scary man.
Does she have the balls of the house, honestly, or is it your dad?
Blue is a very scary
Honestly,
man.
My dog has the balls of the house.
Your dog has the balls of the house?
No, not from Blue's Clues.
Not from that one show, that other show. You know, the one about those people that were in that house altogether?
Oh,
the big blue house?
No.
Bear. That's a bear.
No, you know that show about all the imaginary friends that were like, it was like an orphanage for imaginary
friends. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Yeah,
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends was great. And no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my dog. My dog's the scariest man in my house, and that's sad.
Sounds like you're driving. What is that?
I found this in some abandoned...
Oh, dude, I've been there. It's cool. It's cool as fuck. Yeah. You guys should totally go. It's off,
I've never been there.
Brevard
Road.
It's literally right across from the Arboretum.
Yeah, like...
Nice. I live down by the Arboretum. I think I only live,
I don't
like...
even know what the Arboretum is.
I think I only live, like, 3 minutes away.
In Bear Creek.
I live down in that neighborhood back behind...
How long is a while?
A month? No, not a month. I've lived here since July-ish.
The fuck?
I live in the neighborhood back behind the Arboretum.
When me and Aaron both came here from Florida at the same time.
I've been
2005.
Yeah, I saw you on the plane, remember?
Been,
I
you
drove here, bro.
I drove here, bro.
I was here in Arden. Since 2010.
I moved here
to my house in 2010.
I remember I had my 10th birthday when we moved here.
I moved here in like 4th grade, and since then the local homeless population has increased about tenfold.
Homeless or homes?
Homeless.
Homeless, why?
just cause they're starting to fill up Central Asheville and they're starting to pile out into the
outskirts.
Some of the
homeless are kind of cool though, like at the skate parks.
I'm not saying they're not cool, but I'm just saying the population of homeless people has increased a shit.
But
hey,
there are some
let's change the subject here. Let's talk about Fortnite.
Let's not talk about Fortnite.
I like his philosophy.
Let's talk about Apex.
Let's not talk about Apex.
Apex is fun, but there's too many tryhards.
How about Anthem?
I hate Anthem. Can fuck off and die.
Anthem is a bad Warframe slash Destiny ripoff that EA made to make more money off of loot crates.
Bro, I want to play
EA Sports.
EA Sports. EA. EA. You should play that. You should play the video.
I can't find it.
EA's dick. It's in your ass.
What's that? You bought the latest Need for Speed game.
Good job.
Loot crates.
Good job. Good job. You bought the latest Need for Speed. Congratulations.
EA and Activision just having a weird obsession with loot crates.
So Destiny, right? Destiny was a good game.
Destiny was a good game, and then there was Destiny 2.
Hold on. Destiny was a good game originally, and then they were like, okay. Activision came in and was like, okay, we got this shit. And everyone who was developing the game was like, yeah, we think it's really good. We got a great soundtrack, a nice story. Activision's like, get that shit out of here. What the fuck are you talking about? We need loot crates.
I think the worst downfall.
That's what happened when they made Destiny 2.
Halo started out like a good game, Halo 2 and 3, and then it just... I really liked Halo Reach.
In my opinion, a lot of people don't.
I think my favorite Halo game,
a lot of people hate it.
A lot of people don't like Halo Reach.
Halo 2 is the best.
I feel like 2 is arguably the best. I used to play Halo 2 on the PC.
I had it on the original Xbox.
I remember playing this Halo game with my friend at his house across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember which one it was, but I remember being really bad at it.
Let me tell you something about Halo 2.
What about
Halo 2? So at my old school in Florida, we had a math teacher named Mr. Saliba, right?
Saliba,
yeah. And he didn't care about anything. He was my favorite teacher, so...
Because he didn't care.
That's Miss Trombier, bro.
Yeah.
Hate criminology.
Yeah. And one time near the end of the school year, my friend, he downloaded Halo on, like, all the computers, like,
what
in
the
hallway.
Fuck?
All of them. And... we played, like, so many squad matches that day, like, online with each other, because as long as we were all logged into the same Wi-Fi, it was...
So you had a LAN party?
Yeah, you had a big school-wide LAN party. Basically, we did, like...
I don't think I've ever really had a LAN party before.
Wait, what's the max? I think the closest I got to it was, like, four people in the same room
playing
the
PS4.
What's the max amount of players that can be in the party in Halo 2?
I don't know.
Is it like 20 or something?
I don't know. It's a number.
Because I remember doing like an 8-on-8. That was so fun.
Oh, you mean like the max amount of people you can have in a game?
Yeah.
It's like... yeah, it's like 20 something.
Yeah, because I remember like there was like 8 kids in one class and then 8 kids in the other class, and those would be like the teams.
When
we would switch teams, we would just switch classes.
Did anyone have a mouse?
Everyone had a mouse.
Nice.
If anyone was using a trackpad, I would have been like, every single class had a bunch of computers in that hallway.
So, like, wait.
It was so fun.
You know the times in first-person shooters where your mouse just stops working and you can't look around?
Yeah, that's so
funny. I remember having one of those times in Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Wait, what was the... what? What?
You know those times when your mouse or your, like, looking...
stops
working.
Right.
I had one of those times when I was playing Black Ops 3.
Oh dear.
And then I just backed up into a corner, waited for people to come out, and then walked with them and fired into them.
Yeah, it's kind of what you do.
It's kind of what you do when bullshit strikes.
I would have reported you after that.
I got a pro kill without looking around. Just like, that's bullshit.
Okay, we're getting loud again.
I wouldn't have said you're using aimbot.
Except I wasn't aiming.
I'm using aimbot, you fucking pleb.
Pleb.
You fucking pleb, what do you use aimbot? God.
You know when you, you know when God. You be hop in a Source Engine game?
Source Engine game?
Source. Oh.
Source.
Like Half-Life 2?
Half-Life.
Gary's
yeah.
Mod?
Yeah, I know.
Source. Now, what was I gonna say?
Something about jumping.
Team Fortress 2, be hopping. Be hopping is like.
Overpowered, yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was this be hopper in CSGO. And that's why I don't play CSGO online anymore.
I mean, that's how CSGO works. What the fuck are you talking about?
Also CSGO. How would you CSGO's play? Community is terrible.
Why wouldn't you play CSGO any other way?
What's because there's bots, and
like
I'm...
a very greedy, selfish
it.
Community.
CSGO has a cancer community, dude.
Yeah. CSGO has selfish. The worst community. I used
it
to
doesn't.
Think,
it doesn't,
I used
though.
To think that Overwatch had the worst community, but then I played CSGO.
No, trust me, trust me. It's fucking, Rainbow Six Siege.
Rainbow
Siege
Six.
The worst. Community.
Rainbow Six tied with Fortnite.
Yeah, but at least Fortnite has a good community sometimes.
Sometimes.
You'll find
very,
you'll find
very,
good
when it's not
very rarely,
years.
Though. When it's
yeah,
not,
when it's
5 year
olds,
olds and a bunch of people calling you nigger.
you can't say that to Mr. Milkskin. But
this is just a bunch of people in the party just going,
fucking
what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that tends to happen a lot.
It's, yeah.
Jaylen would know.
It's not even, it's not even, half of the time it's not even black people saying it.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's like 2 year olds that are just like trying to get under your skin.
It is.
I remember
oh,
that.
Dude. Dude, I had a fucking 5 year old call me a nigga yesterday.
why do you think? I don't care if I'm in squads, duos, or anything for any type of battle royale game. I never have my mic on.
Oh, yo.
I
neither do I. If
on.
I play a battle royale game, I don't want to be identified with humans that use their mic on
no,
that
you,
game.
You really don't.
It's so funny.
There
that time
some...
I was playing.
There was, no, 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 no.
Okay,
there
okay.
was this one time. Alright.
But there are some people that are really cool.
Yeah. There was this one time that I played Fortnite on my PS4. And the day before, I remember that I had muted the mic
right.
of my PlayStation camera.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then my cousin came in and started talking to her friends, and she left the mic unmuted. So I thought it was muted, so I was talking to myself. And then at the very
like,
end of the match, at the very end of the match, when I managed to get a victory, the guy on the team was like, bro, what the fuck are you on?
Bro, what the fuck are you on? Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh god, was my mic on this whole time?
Oh god, was mic on the whole time? Yeah, it was. Little did you know. Who'd that be?
No one ever puts on their mics on Apex, though. Like...
That's because people that play Apex scream when they lose.
I played Apex for a little while.
I never played Apex.
Like,
I don't plan
it's a,
to play
it's
Apex.
It's a really good game, and it works really fucking good, and it looks beautiful.
But then there's the community.
Oh, God, the community's garbage.
I remember that, like, the only good community I've ever really come across in a game is Gary's Mod.
Yeah.
Gary's Mod community
okay.
is just a bunch of people that want to have a good time, unless you're playing on a competitive server,
or
in which case...
Or you're playing a roleplay server. Then in that case, people want to fuck you.
Dark RPs.
Oh, bitch! What the fuck?
See, y'all was gonna go through here.
Y'all was just chilling here.
What the hell?
Wait,
look, y'all scared, y'all.
Sorry. That was too
funny. Y'all was pretty. Why y'all in a dark?
Alright.
Let's get it to that kitchen.
Okay.
I have targets.
Target offer. Alright,
what the fuck?
This offer
has expired.
No.
I think I've been to Target like 3 times.
Cool.
Actually, I've been to Target. I used to go to Target a lot.
Bro, I go to Target once a week. Target and Trader Joe's.
Target
and Whole Foods.
Target is pretentious as fuck though, dude. Like, they have nice stuff, sure, but they charge so much for
they're
it.
They're like, you want this Nerf gun that's like $20 at
Walmart?
$30.
$30.
$30. And you get an exclusive skin for it. It's literally just painted white instead of black, but here, take it.
The only thing they I like the about same Target thing with,
you know that Nerf is making Fortnite stuff now?
Yeah, they've been doing that forever.
And then they have them. They just started. God. They have like a stupid, they have a SCAR, a Deagle, and an RPG.
That's
and the cool, RPG actually. is a Nerf Super Soaker.
I think that's pretty cool.
I think the RPG should have been like not a Super Soaker though.
No, I agree on that one.
I don't actually know if any of them are actual dart guns. I think they're all super soakers.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't know.
What the hell? I had
no,
a...
No, the scar...
Do you want me to look it up?
No, the scar is a normal gun.
No, please don't.
The scar is a normal gun.
I actually had a squirt gun that looked like a scar.
Cool.
I was, like, really young and I lived in another town that was down the mountain.
Bro, I forgot what I was...
Fortnite saying. Nerf... ARL Elite Dart Blaster. Okay, yeah, it is a dart gun. Of course they have, like, the stereotypical Fortnite player casing the gun.
I mean, it looks cool. Does it say Fortnite on it?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Very, very big text. It says Fortnite on it. There's, like, an RPG one, too.
It ruined everything.
Yeah.
It did, because it looks cool as fuck until you get to the part where it says Fortnite.
You could just probably get white. So you could probably just get yellow paint and paint over the...
I mean, it doesn't look cool.
They have the...
So you would still buy a Nerf gun?
They have the combat shotgun as well.
That looks cool. It looks cool. That all looks cool.
It still says Fortnite on it. It also says Nerf really big. It also says Nerf really big on the barrel.
I don't have a problem with them saying Nerf.
But you have a problem with them saying Fortnite.
I've never, like, I don't like the people who are always like,
oh, Nerf is
for babies.
Dude, look how fucking cool that looks.
Oh, is that the,
That's the suppressed pistol.
That is pretty cool, but again, you know,
Fortnite.
Says Fortnite on it.
Oh my god, no. They have an all on the micro shot. They ruined it.
Okay. Well, I don't like
There's that. The Deagle. Yeah, the Deagle's a super soaker.
What the fuck? Why? So how much do you think we actually scared those girls when they walked in?
They have a tiny RPG. Tiny RPG that shoots darts.
Okay, let's stop talking about how Target sells shitty Fortnite guns.
It's not Target, it's Walmart.
Like
There's the super soaker. The RPG Super Soaker.
That's depressing. They had things that were like air guns that you like, you know, you like pump it and it.
Yeah, okay.
My brother has one of those.
Okay, what is this? This looks like you're just making a military class weapon.
Shit, that's cool as fuck.
It's like a bunch of Nerf. It's like a bunch of Nerf stuff with a real iron sight.
Wow.
real iron sight, an actual AK stock.
And you wonder why these iron sight like shoot up like schools and
they even have like spacers.
School shootings?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, they're using a strife fire too, which is pretty weird. It's but you know, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, there's tactical grenades. There's Nerf tactical grenades.
What do they do?
I don't know. Maybe you pack them full of darts and then a spring comes out.
I guess.
Nerf foam bullet ball. How much you wanna bet eventually Nerf's gonna make like a gosh darn oh my god, they made a UMP.
That's cool.
That is sick. I'm gonna buy that.
How much
I'm gonna,
is that?
Wait,
$12.
Are you fucking joking?
$12.95.
No way. Let me see that.
It says $12.95. I think it's from Etsy.
You are a fucking liar.
Wait, but is it all under the Nerf brand, or are they like a bootleg?
It's an
Nerf?
Independent. Independent. Oh.
Even if it is independent, they're still using the actual base.
Can you imagine if we all buy like these and then one day we just like
have a Nerf war? Have a Nerf war with UMPs and AK-47 Nerf guns.
I would be cool with that.
I used to have the Nerf gun with the stand on it that you like lay down and shoot like that.
A bipod?
Like the sniper or the?
No, it wasn't a sniper. It was like.
Yeah,
the box was like
no.
This, tall.
This is from ThinkGeek. I lost respect for ThinkGeek.
I lost respect for ThinkGeek a long time ago.
I lost respect.
I like ThinkGeek because they sell RWBY stuff or Ruby stuff.
They they had a White Walker sword.
I went to one out in Raleigh.
What the hell are you doing?
I went to one out in Raleigh in a big mall shopping center, and they had a freaking power sledge from Fallout. They also had a power arm and a plasma rifle.
I think you mean a...
power glove.
Yeah, power gauntlet or whatever.
Power gauntlet.
I genuinely can't remember what it's called right now.
Yeah. So they had the super sledge.
Right.
A power gauntlet and a...
power fist?
Either a laser or a plasma rifle. Maybe it's a power fist. I'm gonna look it up.
Look it up. Before we start talking about fisting.
But we're gonna do that anyway. Yeah, it's called Power Fist.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, dude, I would not Google that.
And the first thing that comes up is the ThinkGeek replica sold at ToyWiz.
Fuck yeah. But see, that's $200.
I held it in my hand. It's not $200 at ThinkGeek. It's like $80 at ThinkGeek.
That says $189.99.
That's not from ThinkGeek. That's from ToyWiz.
ToyWiz can suck my scrotum.
Yeah, they can.
I think they have like the replicas of the Bleach sword.
I think we got it confused because this is the Red Faction logo.
Yeah, see, good job.
I have that on my cuff.
Oh no, it is called Power Fist.
God, Luke, I can't fucking believe you. I'm getting things wrong and shit.
That's not the Red Faction.
No, I think this is more like the Rage Against the Machine logo.
They have Lego Power Fists.
Why?
What? Lego Power Fists.
What the fuck? I think you mean, that's not a Power Fist.
No. It says Power Fist.
Yeah, it's for the fisting.
I knew it.
It's a special kind of fist.
They should bring back that thing.
Oh my god, they have like buzzsaw arms too.
They should
Yeah, that was from Fallout. Fallout had buzzsaw arms from...
That's pretty cool. Oh my god. Do you want a Warhammer 40k Four World Grave Warden's Power Fist Sea Left Bits? For $2.95 in European dollars.
Is it something I can actually put on my hand?
Probably not. It looks like it's Lego.
I don't want it then. Warhammer is...
What's the point of getting stuff like that if you can't even, like, use it?
White Walmart sells this for $189.99, and you can buy it at ThinkGeek for $80.
Let me see it.
Honestly, though, I
what is this even from? I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Fallout Power Fist.
I had Fallout New Vegas on my PC, and then I recently bought Fallout 4 for my PlayStation 4. Fallout New Vegas is like 10 times better.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, no. It's like so much fucking better than that.
Yeah. But like Fallout 4 is pretty good too.
Fallout 4 is okay. It's basically just
Fallout 3.
It's basically just a repeating cycle of fight, gather, build.
Hey, at least it's not Fallout 76.
Yeah, but at least Fallout 76 is multiplayer.
It doesn't work. You want to buy a broken game that literally crashes every 5 seconds?
So Anthem?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Exactly.
I don't want to buy Anthem because Anthem's garbage.
Anthem's bad. You don't. It's the same thing as Warframe.
No,
and similar to Warframe. It's an open world gather and collect game.
Yeah, but see, whereas actually no, Warframe's more of an open section type thing.
Well, they added open world.
Yeah, well, they added open world bits, but the whole point of
Planes of Eidolon. I play Warframe too much.
I play Warframe as well.
I have two primes. I think it's Frost.
What
and
the fuck? How do you have two primes?
Oh, one of them was a Twitch deal and one of them I
How do you have two primes?
I have more than two primes. I was just talking about my Warframes.
I have zero primes.
Why would you even want two primes?
Because they're the best in the
game. Primes are the best
game.
In the game. And my Frost Prime, I think it's level 18.
Oh, do you have, the fucking...
Arcwing?
No.
No?
Do you not have an Arcwing?
What?
Do you not have the Arcwing?
I do.
Okay, good.
I have the Arcwing. I don't have a Cobalt yet.
Bro, who doesn't have the Arcwing? Because
I haven't been able to save up enough.
Do you have the, the dude who's infected with the shit?
Yeah.
I have him too. He's pretty good. Do you have his,
He's my
I haven't used
version.
Him much because
oh,
I use
really
Limbo
good.
All the time.
He's really good.
Limbo's pretty good too because
if you can get him upgraded and shit, and you can like get his power level up
yeah.
by
I think it's by killing people. He's actually really good because he has really good crowd control powers.
Limbo's pretty good too.
Because I don't dodge.
Limbo, if you dodge with Limbo, you can't get hit by anything. And that's pretty good. Yeah, he's used for singling out stronger enemies because you can drag enemies into the, when you dodge, you go into a different dimension. And
I only have, honestly, I only have like two friends.
I used to have more than five, but I sold like three of them.
I want to get Ash, but right now I only have like Excalibur.
I have Excalibur.
Everybody has Excalibur.
Frost Prime. And no, not everyone, because you could have chose Magor, the other one.
Ash.
Yeah? Was it Ash?
It was Ash.
Ash was the other, okay. I remember that on PS4 I chose Excalibur, and then on PC I chose Mag. Mag's terrible.
Well, it's not that she's terrible, she's just really hard to use.
Well, I think it's just because I'm used to, like, killing mass crowds with Frost.
Yeah, and that's not what she's for.
That's not what she's for. Frost is, like, the snow globe thing.
I know.
And shit. It's pretty good.
But, like...
You know that time you went to the Plains of Eidolon and you're not using your Zaws?
What?
Plains of Eidolon, Zaws, the open world. A Zaw is a custom melee weapon.
Okay. Oh, you mean, okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I have two of them.
You're talking about the special thing that you can get that one dude to build you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a spear, one of them, and a sword, one of them. They're both terrible. I use my Prime Cyandana instead.
We're the only ones talking about this. We need to talk about something else. Let's go back to Halo. What do you guys think? Good to know.
Halo Wars is that.
Halo Wars? No, Halo Wars is pretty good.
Halo Wars is a good game. I just don't like turn-based strategies.
It's not turn-based. It's
or,
more...
Resource management games.
It's an RTS.
Yeah.
But it's less turn-based and more...
Resourcey?
Yeah. But it's really easy.
So it's like Civilizations... Four,
but better.
But
well, not
better.
Not better, but better themed.
It's Halo.
It's like Civilization, but way fucking easier and way more simplified.
Right. So it's like baby's first Civilization.
No, it's still pretty difficult.
Oh.
You can get fucked like really fast.
I remember that. Like one of my friends had thousands of hours logged into Euro Truck Simulator on Steam.
Oh my God.
Let me find it. I have my Steam app.
Euro Truck Simulator, that's great.
I don't play it.
I don't either.
I think my most played game is APB Reloaded, and then my second most is Garry's Mod.
Mine would be Dark Souls.
Dark Souls is fun. Dark Souls 1?
No, I'm talking about Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2 is pretty good too.
Dark Souls 2 is not too bad, but it's not.
My profile.
It's mediocre. But I put over 300 hours into that game.
I think I put like. Maybe, like, 90 into the first Dark Souls game.
What the fuck? I put, like, 100-something into that bitch.
I haven't even beaten that game yet. I have, like, pretty damn good armor and stuff in it. But, like, I haven't bothered to go back and beat it yet. Probably because I don't know how to beat it yet.
What do you mean?
I'm stuck at the, London place. The place that the gargoyles take you to.
Londo.
Lordaeron. It's Lordran. No, not Lordran.
Lordran, it's Lordran.
No.
It is.
It's the place where the gargoyles take you.
Wait, no. Lordran is the entire place.
Lordran, yeah, it is.
Wait.
We can look at my hoodie for reference, because it says what the main place is called. This is the wrong hoodie.
Lordran is the town.
Okay, I've spent...
Lordran is the kingdom.
I spent 31 hours in Dark Souls Prepare to Die Edition.
New Londo is the underground place.
I spent 35 hours in Kobol.
Londor?
I don't know. I think it's Lordaeron is the entire place.
No, it's Lordran.
Oh.
It's not Lordaeron.
See? Like 350 hours in APB, 333 hours in APB.
Aaron, I swear to God. I'm gonna come back there.
181 hours in Starbound and 174 hours on record in Hunter. It's like a 2D side-scrolling survival game with space.
It's made by the same people that made Stardew Valley, except they made it before Stardew Valley. And it's better than Stardew Valley because you get to fight the shit out of things with guns.
I want to say I've heard of it, but at the same
time... Not many people have.
Yeah, I don't think I
have. One of my friends has it as his most played game. I think he's put like 240 hours into that.
Bro.
He's put 172 hours into Starbound and he has half the achievements.
Imagine playing for 10 days straight.
Where's the bathroom?
Where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
It's like right outside that door.
Right, we need to end the podcast because nobody's... One, nobody's watching, and two, nobody's talking.
Alright. That's it. That's the end. Jalen, say something to close it.
Penis.
Good closing.